In 1963, American executives at Capitol Records didn't think the Beatles would make it in the States. That's why the band's early recordings were available on VJ, Tolly, Atco, MGM, and Swan Records. Eventually, Capitol realized their mistake and began releasing the Beatles on their label.
Can't buy me love. Makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
As the Beatles' sound changed, so did their appearance. In the early days, the group wore leather jackets, just like the rest of the rock stars at the time.
We just wore leather jackets. We all liked them, so it ended up we were all on stage with them. We'd always worn jeans because we didn't have anything else at the time. Yeah. So we bought leather pants, and we looked like four Gene Vincents, only a bit younger. And that was it, you know, and we just kept those, the leather gear, till Brian came along.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I caught you talking to him. So I have to tell you one more time, I think it's a sin. I think I let you down.
Let you down.
Listen to me.
After Brian Epstein was certain the Beatles' sound was right, he began working on their image. Paul remembers trading in his leather outfit for a tailored suit.
We had leather jackets and blue jeans. We went out of that phase and went more suits because we were going to come down to London, and we developed the sort of suits thing. And we thought, well, we won't have corny suits. We'll have new kind of things. We've got those Cardan jackets.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. Secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear.
Astrid Kircher, who became the wife of John's best friend and former Beatles Stu Sutcliffe, created the Beatles hairstyle. That new style earned the band the nickname the Mop Tops.
For instance, the hair, what was really a bit of an accident, and it was really sort of what a lot of artsy people were doing anyway, we were the first with it in the States, so it looked like we'd invented it. Actually, the story was not half as exciting. It was much more ordinary, like life is. But by the time it actually got to the presentation on the Ed Sullivan Show, the biggest show in the States, and there we were with these funny haircuts, it was us. Everyone said, you started the Beatle haircut.
Ow.
When the Beatles' long and winding road continues, we'll hear the first Beatle recording released in Germany in 1961. Plus, we'll hear a few rare recordings from the band's original audition tape. Stay tuned.
Contact Allergy Patrol. Sir, this is a symphony, and your trumpet's not part of the orchestra.
Oh, but my allergies are out of control.
You must have taken a 6-hour allergy pill.
Yeah, I took Benadryl.
Why didn't you take new prescription strength Contact 12-hour allergy?
Because Contact's only for colds.
Listen to the name again, sir. New prescription strength Contact 12-hour allergy.
Wow, prescription strength from Contact.
Right, sir. New Contact 12-hour allergy helps you control your allergies so they don't control you.
Use as directed.
For all those watching snow instead of the situation comedy they could have sworn they had taped, for all those staring glassy-eyed at their remote controls because they haven't a clue which of the 48 buttons to push, who think a megabyte is what immediately precedes a really big drink, yes, for all those who find today's technology a bit confusing, there's Radio Shack. At 6,500 locations nationwide, we've got 20,000 people to help you figure it all out. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way.
This year's Miss Chiquita's 50th birthday.
You can put them in a salad. You can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of a very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
Happy 50th birthday, Miss Chiquita.